to kick off Sexual Assault Awareness Month, an exhibit sponsored by the Star Central Office at the University of Arkansas is on display through Friday in the Arkansas Union Connections Lounge. What Were You Wearing? Survivor Art Installation is a showcase of outfits inspired by clothing worn by University of Arkansas survivors of sexual violence. Star Central is the Office of Support, Training, Advocacy, and Resources on Sexual Assault and Relationship Violence, and extends appreciation to all the survivors who inspire such endeavors, and to Peace at Home Thrift Store for their support of the project.
In John Brown University's Art Gallery, beginning Thursday, will be Society of Illustrators Annual Competition Winners, featuring work from the Illustrators 55th Show, on display through May 5th. The Society of Illustrators Annual Travel Show features 46 pieces of the most outstanding works created throughout the year. Based off a juried competition and originally exhibited at the Museum of American Illustration at the Society of Illustrators in New York City, this selection goes on to tour around the country and is now in its 55th year.
Valentine's, the Art of Romance, a collection of cards from around the world and over the decades, remains on display through the end of the month at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Also remaining at the RAM is Coin, installations by Dayton Castleman, a site-specific work illustrating dreams right out of Arkansas history. It remains on exhibit through May 25th. Dayton Castleman will deliver a lecture titled Tilting at Giants, Place, History, and the Artist's Imagination, Thursday, April 10th at 6 p.m. in Fort Smith. That lecture is free for RAM members, $5 for non-members.
Beginning tomorrow at the Art Center of the Ozarks is the 31st Annual Senior High Art Competition, showcasing the works of Northwest Arkansas students in a variety of genres and mediums. Winners in various categories will be honored. The Photographic Society of Northwest Arkansas will hold an artist's reception and gallery show for Arkansas photographer Christopher Johnson tonight. The event will take place from 6 to 8 at the Society's headquarters, which is located on 126th West Emma Avenue in Springdale. The event is open to the public.
The April show at Arcega's at the Depot in Fayetteville features the work of Fayetteville-based artist Sarah Leffler. The drawings were made during the academic year 2012-2013 when the artist lived with her husband and daughter in Japan. For the drawings in this exhibition, she used calligraphy ink and printed plastic film that's easy to find in art supply stores in Japan. A free opening reception is Thursday evening from 7 until 9.
This Thursday from 5 to 8:30 is the Fayetteville Underground's first Thursday featuring the art of some of the University of Arkansas's MFA candidates. Music will be provided by Handmade Moments, which is being presented by Maybell Vintage Music Instrument Store. A special one-night installation entitled Fulcrum by Underground artist Ben Flowers will be presented in his studio. This will be followed Saturday with a workshop presented by Gabrielle Eidlett, Vision Check for artists and writers of any level. This workshop offers participants a day-long encounter with the constantly evolving quality we call vision in creative arts. Registration is $40, and you can register at gidlett, that's I-D-L-E-T, at gmail.com.
And every month, the Visitor Center in downtown Bentonville devotes a large space to art, introducing local artists to people visiting from out of town. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has more.
A walk around the Bentonville Square will take you past a bank, various restaurants, shops selling clothes and gifts, a coffee house, and of course, the Walton Five and Dime. Sightseers will also stroll past and perhaps into the Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Inside, they'll find a friendly volunteer sitting behind the front desk, greeting passersby, providing directions or advice on what to see and do. Along one wall are plastic holders, displaying a variety of brochures and flyers about attractions and events in Bentonville and the surrounding area. On the opposite wall, and perhaps unique to most visitors' centers, is art. An almost monthly rotation of works from local artists graces this brick wall. Kayleen Griffith is president of the Bentonville Visitors Bureau. She says that when they designed this building, this art wall was the total focus, knowing that they wanted to feature work by local artists.
With the opening of Crystal Bridges in 2011, trying to be visionary on that and making sure that we showcase that we know that the community's become going to be more art-driven and more culturally driven, and so we want to make sure we're part of that promotion of our local artists to our people that are coming into our community and visiting our community and have that interest in art.
As the walls are brick, the concept of how to display works of art securely had to be considered during the building process. Since opening in this location in 2009, feedback from visitors has been positive. Griffith says they appreciate the artwork and really enjoy the different kind of feel they get when they walk in.
When they come in, it's not just about getting a brochure and walking out. They might hang out and visit with our staff, talk about the artist. Even I think that we've sold some of the pieces. Now, we don't sell them. We have them contact the artist. And we have had some of those pieces purchased while they've been in here. So our focus is really just showcasing art in the community. And I think the people that are the visitors that are coming in have really enjoyed it. It just gives them a different feel when they come in.
In the last 5 years, Griffith estimates having the works of around 30 artists displayed here, with genres such as modern or abstract, mediums such as pencils, photography, charcoal, and quilts. The display right now is done in pastels. This work is that of Judy Howard. She's employed by day as a graphic designer at the University of Arkansas, but her hobby has long been painting landscapes. Landscapes, she says, can transport the viewer to new places or evoke memories of places already visited. They often have a calming, refreshing effect.
I like the textures. I love trees. And I like the textures you see in land and in roads and paths and fields and all of those elements that you see when you're out.
She calls these pictures and places little quiet places. She and her husband drive around a lot getting painting material. He drives and she looks out the window.
I'll see something, a little road or a little creek or trees with light hitting them a certain way. And we stop and I take pictures and we move on. So then I paint from those photographs at home.
These art outings are something that began while the two were dating in college. Judy was enrolled in a watercolors course and needed to gather material for her assignments. Yet, she had no car.
We would get together on weekends and we'd drive around and until we found something that I wanted to sketch. And we had lawn chairs in the back of our car and we'd take those lawn chairs out. I'd sit and sketch. He'd read a chemistry book. And then when I had my sketch done, we'd pack up and go and look for another scene. We did that for a number of years until we started our family. And you can't stop with a baby and just sit and sketch for 30 minutes. So that's when I started using the camera. It's something we've just always done together, is just get out and look for some neat little scenes that I might want to paint. So we're still doing that after 42 years.
The couple travels during all four seasons and at different times of the day, resulting in a changing landscape. Some photos and pictures, she remembers the location. Others, she doesn't. This show, entitled Quiet Places 2, includes one picture from a trip to New Mexico, but most are from this region.
This one in the center at the bottom and the one down on the far end there, those are both from photos that I took at West Fork, where there's a creek that runs through there. And the paintings are very different, but really it's the same area. This one I know is kind of out on the, I believe it's on the west side of Fayetteville with the road and the wildflowers where you can see several levels back. This one down on the right is near Alma off of 540. The fall scene there with the kind of orange rust trees is down near, I believe down near Chester, Arkansas.
The medium for these 16 works is pastel. A lot of people, she says, don't know what pastels are, and they're surprised to see actual paintings. Pastels are pure powdered pigment with just enough binder to hold the color together in stick form, so it's dry when it's put on a surface. Judy says it's smeary and messy, and she hated it when she first tried it about 35 years ago, just recently picking it up again 10 years ago, because she had seen some beautiful work from artists in the area. Now she's hooked. To me, her paintings look much less like the smeary drawings I did with pastels as a child, and more like the watercolor landscapes of Thomas Moran or Georgia O'Keeffe. She says the two are actually quite different.
To me, they're just the exact opposite as far as the medium itself, because watercolor is transparent, it's wet, and you work on white paper and let the light go through all the layers. And pastels are opaque, and they're dry, and the colors are very vivid and rich. And I love them both.
She calls working with pastels painting, though pastels do come in that stick form. She holds it a little looser than a pencil, referring to it as a painting if the whole surface of the paper is covered with color, though it is done with a dry medium as opposed to paint. She is right-handed, and to prevent the side of her hand from smearing her work, she paints on an easel.
So that makes it a little easier. If I was working with it laying down flat, I'd probably, you know, wipe my hand through it several times. And I've learned to kind of hold my hand out a little bit and kind of watch for, you know, not smudging it. But occasionally you still accidentally hit the wrong spot with a finger or then. So you have to learn how to kind of patch those places. But that's why you put them under glass, too, because if they weren't under glass, then, you know, somebody could go over there and touch it and smear it and ruin it.
She works in a spare bedroom in her home and, without interruptions, says she can complete a painting in one day. Others she'll work on as she has the time, maybe taking a few evenings or over a week as her time allows. The paintings are not much larger than an average size piece of drawing paper, but it isn't typical paper she is using.
Pastel paper has to have some kind of a texture or a tooth to it. And they come in different colors, and they have a little bit of texture to them, and that texture helps hold the pigment to the paper. I use an underpainting with pastels, and so I'll start out with a kind of a light-colored, light tan-colored sanded paper and start my composition with a pastel color or maybe two or three, and you put a little bit on, and then you can dilute that with alcohol.
This, she says, makes it easier to cover the whole surface of the paper. She works as she did with watercolors, building a painting from the bottom up, beginning with the sky, then larger shapes with darker colors. Though in watercolor you work from light to dark, pastels you work from dark to light. Her works, she says, are kind of like her children, and she can't pick a favorite. Some, she says, are more successful than others, sticking in the viewer's mind a little more or longer. She frames them herself, and as she said, all are under glass. These have a cream mat with a gold frame. The color, gold, she says, blends in with the warm tones of her paintings. During her travels, Judy picks up pastels from any and every art store.
When you see them all laid out on a table, it's kind of like a kid in a candy store. You know, you just want to have one of everyone, and it seems like you never have enough colors.
Sounds like a kid with a fresh box of Crayolas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Gentry.